Hey everybody, thanks for downloading the show. Before this episode of You Meet Them Everybody Live at the Wonderland Ballroom begins, I want to plug the next show at the Wonderland Ballroom. It's this Friday, August 3rd, 2012. This is going to be a really good show. Everyone's favorite contrarian, music label person, whatever, Sean Gray is the guest. He's just the guest. Sean Gray is the guest. He's got a lot of opinions about everything, and I love him. Sarah Armour is the comedian. She's a newer DC comic. She's improv sketch. She's stand-up. She's very, very, very good. She hasn't been on the show yet, so I'm very excited to have her. And music from Washerwoman. Washerwoman is made up from one half of our normal house band in DC. It's going to be probably the loudest show we've ever had. So if you like loud things, if you like aggressive things, definitely this is your show. Friday, August 3rd at the Wonderland Ballroom. Jen Tisdale will be there. Adam Friedland will be there. Ian Graham will be there. It's going to be loud. It's going to be a lot of fun. Really cool, important, awesome stuff coming up in September. I just wanted to get this early plug in. So without further ado, here's You, Me, Them, Everybody live at the Wonderland Ballroom. Ian Walters is the house band. Jen Tisdale is the co-host. Who else was on this show? Oh, Charlie Visconage is the guest. Maurice Licorice is the comic. Adam Friedland does his thing, like always, is fantastic. And music from Paperhouse. My name is Brandon, by the way. Brandon Weatherby. Thanks for downloading. Hope you enjoy the show.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ian Walters.
What's up?
Wonderland. What's up, Bucket? You guys ready for You, Me, Them, and Everybody, or what?
We're gonna have a kick-ass show tonight. Play a little music. Get ready for Brandon Weatherby, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, you're moving on up, baby. Well, now to the top. To a deluxe apartment, baby, in the sky. Well, you know I'm moving on up.
Walters, ladies and gentlemen, thank you. R.I.P. Sherman. What a good man. He was on Amen. That was a good show. You should know, does anybody in here not know what Amen is? Motherfuckers, Amen was an amazing sitcom in the mid-80s to the early 90s. Sherman Hemsley, am I getting the name right? Hemsley? Is that Hemsley? I always want to say Helmsley. Sherman essentially played George Jefferson, but this time he was a preacher. And it was delightful because his daughter just couldn't find love. And I've seen every episode of Amen. That's the start of the show. Welcome to You, Me, Them, Everybody, everybody. My name is Brandon Weatherby.
Yeah!
We're going to do a talk show.
All right.
This is like old times or something because you, Ian, is the house band tonight, and you were our first house band guy in D.C.
I'm so happy to be here. And
I'm happy to see you,
happy
Ian.
To support you in any way I know how.
More importantly, you have a lovely fiance. You're getting married very soon.
She's fucking hot, isn't she?
No, because that's weird if I say yes. So no matter what.
I think
what,
your fiance is hot.
That's
I got
okay.
The hots for your fiance.
Because that's weird. Welcome to the show.
I know you guys are thinking that's me, but it's not.
It's not. No offense. You're my show wife.
We both have the hots for you too, Jen.
Thank you.
Jen's my show wife. Like an hour every once in a while, we sit on stage and we banter and we have conversations and we don't talk.
And then I bother you on G-Chat all day.
Yeah, that's what
working.
We do. We have a delightful relationship. Listen, everybody, you shouldn't know who Twilight cast members are, but we all do. All right. So the lady did the thing with the guy, and now everyone's like, no. and that's not right. We shouldn't know who these people are. We should know them as actors. For example, Kristen Stewart, she's a lady. She played Joan Jett in The Runaways, and she did an okay job, like a 5 to 6 out of 10. But she was very good in Adventureland. That's all you should know about her. And then she's banging some guy that's not her guy, and now the kids and the blah, everyone's sad and angry. And here's the thing. We're all laughing. When I say the we, it's the royal we because it's the Olympics. We're all laughing at these like teen girls that are posting these videos on the YouTubes and the Vimeos. Are any on Vimeo or is that too high end? Never mind. Why did I look at you for that? I apologize, Ian Walters. They're putting these videos up and they're like, I treat you right, blah, blah, blah. We can't make fun of these people. Do not, please, don't pass these videos around and be like, oh, look at the sat, fat, and girl. Yeah, we know she's sat and fat. Like, you don't need to remind everybody. She's going to be okay. Sooner or later, that lovely woman is going to figure out, like, oh, I like Twilight. Maybe I should watch Nosferatu and Night of the Living Dead because that's a really good horror movie and a really artistic, beautiful movie about vampires. And that's kind of like Twilight, but better. And then that one girl, she'll feel like, oh, maybe there's not enough movies. I should watch TV. And then she's going to get all weird and get into Buffy and Twin Peaks. And she'll realize, like, the world is good and she will become an expert in that. So don't make fun of teens that love Twilight. Call suicide prevention from anyone 25 and older that likes Twilight. There's a problem here. If this show is one thing, it's an arm out. That's a thing. It's a handout. Nope. We're trying to get through to the people over the age of 25 that like things that they shouldn't. For example, our lovely co-host, Jen. She loves Back to the Future. She loves Back to the Future so much that she watches it once a week. Do you have a tattoo, too?
I have a Back to the Future tattoo.
That's not healthy, ladies and gentlemen. Don't do that. That's why she's our co-host, because this is, in a way, this is your Back to the Future.
That's probably the best decision I've ever made.
No, that's the... But here's the thing.
You know my life, and
here's the thing. You know what? That might be true, but a lot of bad decisions led to that one mediocre to bad decision. You can do better. You deserve better than Back to the Future tattoos.
Are you sure?
I'm positive. Ladies and gentlemen, it's this. Well, there's no point to this. This is just me talking right now. Please, 10:04 was the time that the clock star was struck. Is that right?
10:04 p.m.
And that's your tattoo?
That is, it's the face of the clock tower set to 10:04.
That's the theme of the show. Don't get tattoos based on Twilight or Back to the Future. Things don't end well. So that's why she's my show wife and not my real wife.
Oh,
ladies and gentlemen, what?
I love compliments.
No, you're a lovely lady and we connect up here. But then I just yell at you on the G-chats all day.
I know you do. You're like, I'm on a deadline. I'm like, I don't do anything at work.
That's sexy. That's so sexy.
It is sexy. We have a fantastic show tonight. We have Charlie Visconage. We have Adam Friedland. We have Maurice Licorice. And we have music from Paper House. Ian, will you take it away? There we go. Ian is good at things. Jen, how are you?
I'm really, really good.
Is this your water?
There you go. It's my water.
Jen, yep. Let me just say this at the top of the show for the podcast listener at home. You look beautiful tonight, number
one.
Thank
you. I'm missing the rest of my dress. But
yes.
I'm sitting like the queen in honor of the Bro-lympics.
You should maybe cross your legs, your left leg over your right towards me to hide even more.
Are you sure?
No, not at all.
Because this is how the queen sits.
I could see everything right now, Jen. I could definitely.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, and the thing is, I'm the host.
Hey,
so
guys, thanks for letting me know.
That's why I'm telling you this early on the show before we have guests and they might talk about it, and that's all.
Do it again, Jen.
That's not right, Ian. You're the co-host. Talk about something. Go.
And when I last, when we, I mean, we can talk about why I wasn't here last or whatever, but that
no,
was
don't
forever
worry about
ago.
That.
But I do want to say that wasn't bad, but I had a funny story, like sort of about that. So
go on.
I told this last night, so there are two people here that know. I don't know if you guys know this, but if you're caught driving in DC without your license mm-hmm. physically on you, you can go to jail.
And you did, and that's why you missed the last show.
That's why I missed the last show.
Yeah.
I was like, that's so crazy, as I was crying in the back of the car. But I went to court and it was dismissed because that's not a big deal and they have better things to do.
Congratulations.
It was hard work on my part. But I'm walking down the courtroom hallway and I see this guy I know, or I thought I knew, and I'm like trying to figure out and we're talking. And then I go to the bathroom and I have this epiphany and I walk back out and I go, are you a police officer? Because he was dressed in plain clothes and he mm-hmm. pulls off his collar and he's got a little uniform underneath it. And I was like, where do you work? And he tells me, and I said, did you arrest me? recently, and he did, and I thought we were friends from some other time.
Oh, that's nice.
He looked familiar to me because he goes, oh, do you have a black Honda? And I was like, yeah. And he goes, and you were going to Spain the next day? And I said, yes. And he's like, how was it? And I was like, it was great. I thought we were friends, but he was just someone who took me to jail. So he was really nice about it both times.
Is he attractive?
He's married, but we talked a lot. He told me some funny jail stories about a woman I was incarcerated with who was actually a man. I didn't know that.
Oh, that's neat.
Yeah. She looks like, do you guys watch Always Sunny in Philadelphia?
Of course.
She looks like the creepy brother's sister.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, she's in court today. And he goes, she's a he. And I was like, huh. That's why she's got a beard.
So the moral of the story is don't judge, and if things aren't going well, you'll be friends with cops sooner or later.
I almost invited him to this.
Why didn't you?
I after I left the courtroom and vowed never to go back until probably a few weeks, I was like, oh, I should have invited him out. But,
well, that's a nice way to start the show. We start with people might kill themselves if they're fans of Twilight, and Jen has prison
also,
stories.
Also, I've read every single Twilight.
Have you really?
Yep.
You know, it's a Mormon lady that writes these things, right?
I'm fine with that.
And it's a veil that
she didn't sneak her Jesus love into me.
All right. Speaking of... That's
obviously
no better way to bring on our first guest. Ian, ready to play some music?
Let's do it.
Coming to stage, he hosts a talk show. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for the one, the only, Charlie Viscanash. Charlie!
Sit down, buddy.
Ian, you're good at the piano.
You are.
Charlie, how are you?
I'm doing well.
We've never spoken before like a half hour ago when you got here.
Right.
This has got to be extremely weird for you.
It's pretty weird.
It's really weird for me.
I feel totally fine.
Good. So,
how about you? How do you feel?
Ian always feels good. That's why he's here. He's the guy that brings me up. Now I have Moby in my head. Are you a fan of the artist Moby?
I do like Moby.
I like Moby.
I like that song where it's like, Ian Apunda, hey!
Oh, I know
like
that
barely
one.
Talks.
I know that one, so you're a pretty good singer. So.
Thank you.
You host a talk show.
I do host a talk show.
What made you want to host a talk show?
I think it's because I really like attention, mostly.
Okay. But you're also an improviser.
Yeah, I am an improviser.
You don't
as well.
Get enough attention to that. You got to get in the talk show game.
Yeah, too much group shit.
I know why, because you guys have that yes and thing, which is a stupid,
rule. Explain that. What's all this about? explain improv. Defend the entire genre.
Because I do stand-up comedy, so obviously if we would be in Thunderdome together.
You think so?
Because you would lose, yeah, but I mean...
Well, I've got more people than you, though.
Or if this was Highlander, I'd be Duncan MacLeod, and I'd be chopping your head off right now on stage. Yay!
That's awful.
I'm just trying to make it clear.
See, that's the difference. It seems like improvisers aren't angry,
you guys are
bitter
nice.
People. Yeah, you're really nice. Like, for example, you're wearing a white suit. I'm wearing a dark suit. There's a reason for this.
And I'm wearing no pants.
And that's why she's a good stand-up. And that's how it works. Like, we're all dressed incredibly appropriate. I did not tell you how to dress. You decided to wear your god suit tonight.
I did wear my god suit.
You're like Steve Martin in Leap of Faith.
Yeah.
Or Morgan Freeman in that god movie with Jim Carrey.
Morgan Freeman likes to have sex
Bruce
with
Almighty.
His granddaughter. Go.
Yeah, I know that.
There you go. That's good improv.
I can't
you
defend
yes.
that. That's disgusting.
Does he?
Yeah. Well, it's just, it's like, it's not
is
blood
it
related.
Is it like a Woody Allen
no,
thing?
It's way worse because she's like his wife's, no, it's way more related
okay.
than Woody Allen's thing. And also okay. Woody Allen was never the actual stepdad. Mia Farrow was just the mom and they were together.
Okay.
Oh, that's more all right.
Well, no matter what, they're awful people. Go.
Yeah, they're all disgusting.
So you needed more attention because improv wasn't doing it.
I mean, that's not really the only reason, but I think if you want to drill down to the root cause, that's probably why. But otherwise, like, last fall I was unemployed and had just read this great book, The War for Late Night mm-hmm. by Bill Carter, and was kind of inspired through that and told it to my improv coach in passing. And then he thought it was a great idea.
Wait, so you brought this to other people?
Yeah.
See, I'm not from this world at all.
That
this
sounds
is
like improv to me.
This is an exciting, supportive world that I am completely unfamiliar with.
Right, but do you not have people who help you with this? Like, you have a producer?
I show up.
Me? Right? What are you talking
Jen,
about?
Jen, did you just show up one time?
I can't even be here on time because that's how much of an asshole I am.
Sometimes she's in jail.
Sometimes. Sometimes.
One time. No, I have no producer. Why would I need a producer? No offense. Why do you need a producer? You
seem like to do all the shit I don't want to do.
What's the shit you don't want to? Because isn't like, your producer here
iron
tonight?
His
no,
suit.
No, no. That's the talent booker.
Wait. You don't even book your show?
Nah, man.
What do you
Who's
do
the talent
on your
booker?
Show?
I help write the material.
Cute.
I host
See,
it.
See, you have material.
Yeah.
How does this work? I don't have material.
We have like 6 to 8 writers. And,
What's happening?
What?
What's happening?
Do you have, is this a nightly show?
No, it's monthly, man.
Wait. What? You have a monthly show. How long is your show? It's like 4 hours.
It's,
right?
10
it's like an hour
long.
And a half.
You have 90 minutes of material in you. So every writer writes like, what, 4 minutes and you're done?
I guess if you broke it down that way.
Because you have bands and stuff.
Yeah, we usually have a
Do
band.
The writers write the band songs too?
Yeah, they write. It's all. They're only performed once and then they burn the pages, actually.
This is so
No,
intense.
They write. I mean, we write the monologue together, then they write other bits and sketches that we do.
See, that's how we're different. Because you do, like, bits and sketches.
Yeah.
That's nice.
I've actually been to a show.
Wait,
I've actually
been to
one of your shows, yeah.
You should have opened with that.
Wait, so you're giving her notes now because I don't have six more writers to tell her what to do. No, what should she have opened with that she's been to the show?
Yeah.
Why should she open with
that's
that?
That's nice. It's a good, like, softening
thing. I'm not trying to kiss your ass, Charlotte. Come on.
It's really nice, though.
It is.
Charlotte, are you single?
I am not. I have a.
Oh
a long
dear!
Time
Don't
girlfriend.
Do that to me.
But,
right
okay,
now.
What? I'm not. What? I'm not trying to set you up with Charlie. Relax, Jen.
Why not?
Because you're fucking my stage wife. Like
that's true.
Way too competitive.
I don't know. You guys might need another writer.
You have a stage wife too. You
I
have
do
a
have
co-host.
A stage wife, Taylor Durant.
What does Taylor do?
She says funny things and gets pretty drunk.
She's animated.
She's
I'll
quite
give
animated.
Her that.
What show did you come to, Jen?
I came to the show Bucket. Andrew Bucket was on. Andrew
okay,
Bucket,
so that was
friend
the one
of the
we,
show.
Yeah, the one we did in June at the warehouse.
One single clap.
Here's the thing I like about sidetrack. Here's the thing I like about Bucket. Bucket is
Everything.
So fucking polarizing, right? When I first met Andrew Bucket, I was like, this guy is weird as shit. And then, don't ever laugh at Bucket unless he's telling a funny quip because he's funny. And then after like 6 months, I was like, fuck this guy. He doesn't do shit. And then like a year later, I was like, holy fuck. Like this guy knows what's going on. And now I'm convinced he's the only person that could go into any room and destroy.
Yeah.
Like here's the thing. He can go into like a shitty suburban comedy thing and like they'll laugh at him, but then they'll get him to like them. He did my show the other week. He got the girl next to him to buy him a drink.
Nice.
And he was on the show. Like that's fucking balls. Like and anyways, that's my sidetrack about that. What are your thoughts?
Sorry.
I thought Andrew
was
great.
Back to your show. Sorry.
And then we had done Mary Alice Farina's
show. You guys did
show,
Mary Alice?
Where we just got trashed, or at least I did. I was not okay to drive after that. I had like this a lot. Like, imagine the bottle is
audio
here.
Podcast,
I had from
audio podcast. Audio podcast.
What do you mean, too loud?
No.
I got to put my mouth on it like I'm sucking a dick.
No, just don't hold up how much you drank because the people listening have no clue.
Listen, first, guys, imagine a bottle.
It was.
He got drunk in the middle of the day. Thank you, Andrew Bucket, for ruining my show. Okay, so Charlie, you do this monthly, but you're also an improviser.
I'm also an improviser, yeah.
And you have a show on Sunday.
Yeah, I have Philistine Radio, a podcast that I do.
What is that?
That is with a friend of mine from college. It was actually our college radio show. It's pretty different from then. We play a lot of games now and talk about current events. Although the last one got really heavy. We talked about like the Daniel Tosh like rape joke shit, and we talked about like... We have
heavy
a,
like five guys raping one girl because that's what he said.
Yeah, well, and also that just like weight wise, that'd be a lot.
So you got zero.
you got
zero laughs on that.
I don't give a shit.
You should care number one.
Do you want me to say something that'll get some laughs?
Yeah, go ahead.
Boom.
I think a Tosh pit's a little bit more rapey than a mosh pit.
There you go. Yay! Yay! All right. So this is why it's incredibly weird for you to be on the show. There's
to be in the guest seat is quite strange.
Yes, but in Chicago when I started my show, there was one other show that was going on. And then a few others popped up, and I've had every single one of them on my show. And sometimes it's really weird, and sometimes great things happen for it. For example, this guy, Joe McAdam, did my show, and he's a co-host on this show, The Late Live Show. And I hated them at first, and now I love him, because he was on my show, and we riffed and blah, blah, blah. And then he created the Godzilla Remix Project, where he adds Godzilla roars over songs for no reason. It's brilliant. Anyways, so like that's the thing I've learned. Like, I am torn because I don't know if I should love you and be like, oh, it's a fellow talk show host.
Yeah.
There's two of us in town. Or be like, fuck, this guy is trying to step on my shit. But you're doing something completely different than I am.
Yeah, I would say it's extremely different in comedy.
How is your show different?
It's different because, I don't know, I mean, like, because we have writers.
You have writers. Because you need other people to say your words and thoughts.
Well, no, I need them to write them down.
You need to write them down.
You know what?
Sorry.
See, that's the thing. Like, here's the major difference. You're probably kind of welcoming to your guests.
Yeah, that's the difference.
People come on our show and we're like, fuck your face.
No.
Fuck your face.
I should make this clear before we go any further. I like Charlie. It's a good show.
Well, we're never hate anybody. We just act like we do.
No, if I absolutely hated you, I would have never had you on
right.
or mentioned
you're like
your
the
name.
Studio thug. You know what
I'm
I mean?
I'm the studio thug? What
yeah,
does
you're like
even
Waka
mean?
Flocka. You know what I mean? Like in the
no, I don't know what you mean.
Okay, I'm saying like in the studio, he'd be like, yeah, Grove Street. Like we're going to like murder people. But in real life, you'd be like, hey, how are you? That's
okay.
Like the notion of a studio thug
he's like
is somebody.
He's
like,
oh, I get it. Shut the fuck up, Andrew Bucket. See, it goes both ways. Anyways, see, your show's
shut different. Up. I love you.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. So, how is your show different? You said you have writers. I get
yeah,
that.
Yeah, writers.
But like, when people ask me what kind of show you do, I say it's a lot like Craig Ferguson. It's really long. It's random. It's ranty. You probably don't like it. I talk too fast. Like that's what I do.
Uh huh.
What do you do?
I would say at least we model after the Tonight Show. Like totally yank the structure completely. We don't do jaywalking or anything. I mean,
do
like
you
classical
like the
Tonight
Show.
Not currently.
Okay. What do you like currently? Who is your guy?
I like Conan.
Okay. So you're more like goofy.
Yeah. Oh, I'm quite a goof. I mean, and in general, the role I play on the show is more of the straight man. You know, we do sketches and things where other people are just like super wackadoo, whereas I am kind of like observing all this shit going around. Whereas like on my podcast, I'm much more raw like HBO. And so
I thought you were going to say Eddie Murphy's role, and I was like, yeah, be like that.
I wear an all red leather
yeah,
suit.
Yeah, be like that.
I don't think that would fit.
I wish Eddie Murphy would be like that.
Me too.
So does he.
Yeah, he probably does.
1 to 10, how do you think this is going right now?
8.
Really?
Wow. Yeah.
Wow.
What do you think?
Oh, no. No.
3.
What? I disagree.
I like that you know that I do this every time, and you're actually prepared to smile. For the
why
listener
are most
at home,
people just like...
No, most people at home look so... Even, like, the most thin, beautiful people look so fat and ugly when I take these photos.
That's the point.
What can I... I'm trying to think of questions that I could ask you that will make people love you.
That will make people love me?
What's your best quality, Charlie?
My best quality? I think I'm pretty welcoming. Like, I'm...
You seem welcoming.
Thank you.
Where are you from?
I'm from Ellicott City, Maryland, originally.
So you're from here?
Yeah, I'm a local.
Why didn't you leave...
I liked it too much, man.
Like, that's nice. That's very nice.
I really like the area.
Why do you like the area? What's the best part about it? I've only been here like 19 months. I need to know more good things.
You've only been here 19 months? It's like we just met today. I swear to God, I don't know anything about you.
That's why you're my show wife.
Nothing.
I think the contrast of seasons is great, like
yes.
Weather-wise. I like this city as a whole.
We're talking about the weather right now? Just making sure. Go ahead.
Be nicer.
No.
Come on, Jen. You're better than this.
Sorry.
Yeah, I think like city itself.
Okay.
Of like, if you want to crap on it, there's plenty to crap on, but I like it a lot.
Good.
It's treated me nicely.
What do you hope to accomplish with the talk show and the podcast and the improv? What's your dream job?
I mean, in terms of the talk show, I want to ride it till the wheels fall off.
Like, what does that mean? Like, when
just keep doing it, man. Just like keep having it do well, keep selling out, keep.
That's good. Where do you do it at?
It was at the warehouse. We're still searching for a permanent location right
Why
now.
Why are you still searching?
Because the warehouse is very expensive.
So you rent the venue?
Was that where I saw
yeah,
it? Because that was
yeah.
really nice.
It's a very nice venue.
It was
venue.
Really nice.
But it costs a lot to do that.
How much does it cost?
Like $1,000.
Holy shit.
Just for
boom.
One night?
That's oh man, and the writer's salary and
no,
the
they're not
the
making
union.
Jack. They're all doing it for free.
Oh my, do you break even then?
More or less.
Oh my God,
we're not operating at a
That's
loss.
That's not bad.
Put
Most places
way.
Wouldn't even break even.
Yeah,
that's pretty good.
Well, this is depressing all of a sudden to me.
It's not depressing. We don't lose money on it.
That's good. That's good. You want to do some improv?
Sure.
Yeah,
let's do
that rhyming game.
Do we just want to do like a scene?
Yeah, let's do a scene.
Audio scene?
Yeah, do some scenes.
Okay. We need a location from the audience. Not
Ellicott
geographic.
City. Psych.
Nope, that's geographic.
Sbarro's. We're in Sbarro's. We're in Sbarro's.
Okay. Hey, can I take your order?
Hey, I'm Daniel Tosh. Remember when I told all those ladies I'm going to rape them?
Yes, it was very offensive.
Yeah, I didn't know you'd be on the internet so much, the stereotype of an Italian guy.
Well, I have that new internet in Kansas City from Google. It's very fast.
We're in Kansas City now? What the fuck? This is some weird improv. And scene. So.
Boom. What? Improvised.
How much... How much money in classes would I have to take to like get to that level of greatness? Because I've spent like $5,000 at Second City, just been like class after class. Like, how do I riff better, guys? Now I'm just being mean. I'm sorry. That's stupid. I'm so sorry. You seem so nice.
I'm
being a total
to
dick
mean.
To you.
But listen, I like it though. Like it's funny.
Is it?
Yeah, man.
Are you sure?
I don't know if it's funny.
Are you guys sure?
Well, I couldn't judge for how everybody else feels, but I'm having a good time.
You're a good man. How long have you been with your lady?
I've been with my lady 6 months.
Wait, I thought you weren't with a lady.
No,
what happened?
I am with a lady.
He's with a lady.
What?
How did you meet your lady?
On OkCupid, actually.
Really? Yes. Good for you. And she's cool with the show.
She's cool with the show.
What does she do?
What does she do? She's a teacher in Baltimore.
Oh,
she does
that's
Teach
nice.
For America.
Oh, that's really nice. How old is she?
She's 23.
And you're 29?
No, I'm going to be 26 in the fall.
Oh, you're younger. Okay, you're good.
Yeah.
I thought, you're a baby.
You're a child.
You're a baby. You're a baby!
I am a baby.
What does she think about your white suit?
I think that she's going to be embarrassed when I show up at her house later.
Why? Probably. You look great.
Thank you.
I would never wear that suit.
Where are you guys going? Sbarro's?
Yen.
That's called a callback, you guys.
Callback.
It's called a callback
Boom.
In the biz. I just called that.
No, here's why
back.
I would never wear that suit. You look great in it.
Biz.
I would look slightly overweight in that suit. I can't wear it well.
I'm like a little bit.
No, you're great. Don't. That's a microphone. You're so used to improv. You're not
used to
this.
I think it's a video camera. I
it's
think
not
that where
video.
I point it, people
do,
can.
Could people find the show online?
Yeah. On YouTube, just search Charlie Viscana's show. We have a pretty big channel, and we're uploading. We've got kind of like a giant backlog of stuff, actually. So we're uploading all the time, just trying to catch up with.
That's very nice.
Yeah.
Are you sure you're okay that we did this?
Absolutely. You need to give me like a stinger though, because like just one stinger.
You want
like
us to really hurt you?
No. Well,
I'm sorry,
do you want me
heard.
To? Yeah. Do you want
or
me
hit
to
me
say
with like a syringe? You know.
Do you want me to say stuff that like makes you never want to do another talk show?
No. I'm saying like a final question, just like a boom.
Oh,
you know,
like
or
a,
if
like
it's
a...
over. I don't
all
seem
right.
like you were winding down.
I am winding it down.
Oh, all right.
Completely correct. What's a everything I
Come
want?
Come on, something really dark or raw.
Book anymore.
Come on.
Do you have a dad?
I do have a dad.
Then why the fuck are you doing this?
Because I used to be fat. That's why.
Is it really him?
Absolutely.
Oh, it's
there
the,
you go.
It's
so that's
the
it.
Ugly duckling.
Yeah.
Syndrome.
That's it.
I was an extremely fat child.
So now you're like, oh, I'm svelte. I'm going to wear this white suit.
What's extremely? Can like I get a two, like a weight?
I want to say like 250, same height.
I want you to say like, that too. 250?
Like, I wish I should have brought a picture to show you, but.
So this makes sense. You were just a fat fuck.
Yeah, correct.
And I was a dadless fuck, and that's
oh,
why.
Oh, I was dadless too.
No, that's why Jen and I are like just no other people, us love, and you're all like let's just be friends, and that makes sense.
Right, but it's also like look at this white suit because I used to be like Fatty McGee.
That's nice.
Yeah,
good
but
for
that, you. That's 100% true though. Like all you know.
So you're just like a fat kid, and then you got nice parents, and you live in the burbs.
Yeah,
how did you lose the weight?
Didn't eat shitty. What do you think he's gonna say?
That was a big change, and I think like. I had always associated, like, sports with exercise, because I was
Which
like,
is weird, because not a lot of people exercise when they're playing sports.
Well, but, like, if you're a soccer player, you're running
I'm
all
kidding.
The time.
Or, yeah. Yes, I'm teasing. I'm sorry.
You're so
I'm
nice.
So I'm sorry.
Hey, guys, I'm single. Big surprise.
I feel like we've asked you into an alley just to, like, belittle you with words.
Well, I'll answer your questions regardless. So yeah, I think
oh,
I had always
so nice.
Associated
should
it with...
Should we come on your show?
I would love that.
Did I just do that awkwardly? In front
no,
of
I told Brandon that when we were in touch about this.
The problem is you usually record the same nights I record.
Right, but like, so. What time do you end this?
We end around 9. We end at 9:30.
Oh, you can
I'm stuck until
do.
Like 10:30.
Okay,
like packing up and.
Well, you could come. Like, you could be a later on guest because we usually have two. So
okay.
Like,
right.
I would love that.
You sure?
We'll
Absolutely.
Be the, we'll be where, the we'll be where, the finale.
Where's the next show recorded at?
We don't know where, but when will be September 14th.
September? Are you going to be in town? Because you're out like the entire month of September.
I actually will be in Chicago that
okay,
night.
Okay, I'll send you the dates.
Send me the dates.
It's like every second Friday from September through December right now.
I think it's going to be a success. It's already a success. Thank you so much for doing
Thank
it.
You.
Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for the very nice Charlie Viscanage. love that the last thing Jen said to Charlie as he walked off stage was, I'm sorry.
I apologize.
Sorry.
I apologize for this dress and my tattoo.
Come in the stage. He's a very funny man. He needs your bike wheel. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for the one, the only, Maurice Licorice, everybody. Maurice!
How is everybody doing tonight? How y'all doing? Awesome. I love the crowd here, okay? Like, literally, all of y'all look like y'all could be characters out of a CBS sitcom, okay? Y'all just look that good. We are all young and white and have good credit. And one of our friends is black, like, so. Yeah. Shout out to you, buddy. That's who that is. Yeah, that's who that was for. Quick introduction. My name is Maurice Licorice. Yes, that is my real last name. That's not a comedy name. That's not an entertainer name. I didn't just make that name up because I'm skinny and black and only a few people in America like me. Like, you know, mostly old people. So, you know, didn't do it like that. But it's just real name. And a lot of people are like, hey, with a name like that, you should use that to pick up girls. And sometimes I do with varying results. Like, I was on a date recently, and I took her to the candy store because I wanted to try something cute with her. And I strategically took her over to the Twizzler aisle. I mean, section. Like, there's an aisle full of Twizzlers. Nowhere in America is that. So I took her to, like, where the Twizzler section was. And before I could do what I wanted, she looks down and goes, ugh, I don't eat black licorice. And that offended me so much that, like, automatically I look at her and go, oh, yeah? Well, black licorice doesn't eat you either. And by the end of the night, one of us was a liar. Now, I'm not going to say who because I am a gentleman. All I will say is that she most definitely tasted like pennies. Yeah. Full metal snatch it is what I'm saying. Yeah. I want to talk real quick about the whole, like, bath salt zombie, like, epidemic that's been going on. It's so weird. And I've been just doing a whole bunch of research on it, and I watched a news report that was trying to get to the bottom of what bath salts are made out of. And they had the audacity to say that bath salts contain trace amounts of marijuana. Like, really? I knew something was up with that because, first off, I watched this on Fox News. And as we all know, the tagline for Fox News is, Fox News, telling it like it isn't, you know? And second of all, that fell flat. Yeah. Second of all, I have smoked my fair share of marijuana in my day. And at no point have I ever had the munchies for face, you know? Like, you're never going to see two dudes on a couch smoking like, hey, dude, yo, you know what I'm in the mood for? I'm already a step ahead of you, man. Let's go get some flesh from a pedestrian, son. I was going to say Domino's and Funyuns. What are you talking about? Are you sure you don't want to go halfsies on it, man? We can go halfsies. I don't want to be greedy, and I don't want to finish that joke because that joke fell so flat. Yeah. We move on to new stuff. So, I'm 23 years old, and a lot of people my age are, like, having kids, which weirds me out because I can't imagine myself as a father. Fathers are supposed to give, like, worldly wisdom advice to their kids, and I haven't been on this earth nearly long enough to give anybody any sort of advice. Like, if I had a kid, I'd be like, son, if there's anything I could tell you from my experience, it's this. Never ever mix dark and light liquors. And always, always wear a condom. And my son would be like, but dad, if you wore one, you wouldn't have had me. That leads to the third advice. Always have $417 in the bank just in case of an emergency. You're only here because I was $60 short of a very special operation for your mother. I just had to get Call of Duty Black Ops 2. My son would be like, was it worth it? Only time will tell me no. Oh, adorable. He's adorable. I am young, and because I'm 23, and I'm a big kid. Like, I grew up all on, like, cartoons, and I even still watch cartoons to the point where I literally have cartoon logic that I apply to the real life. Like, for example, I've been single for 3 years now, and I am not deterred because cartoon logic dictates that for every Mickey Mouse, there's a Minnie Mouse, and every Donald Duck, there's a Daisy Duck, right? So that means that somewhere out there is a girl just for me who looks exactly like me and will wear a dress and a bow, and her name will probably be Monique Spearmint. So, yep, that is the love of my life. But I'm trying to transition out of cartoons into, like, real, like, adult, like, television and movies and stuff. And the best transition I have found is anything containing Donald Trump. Because to me, he is like a real-world version of Scrooge McDuck from DuckTales. Like, he looks like he bathes in money, does he not? Yeah. Like, I can just imagine him with three little nephews, and they go up to him like, "Uncle Donald, let's go solve the Egyptian's curse." "All right, get in the jet." I know what you're thinking. Yes, that was a spot-on impersonation of Donald Trump. Yeah, I have great vocal range. And scene. So, my favorite artist right now is actually a tie between two people, Kanye West and Jay-Z. They're my absolute favorite artists, and I'm going to tell you why. They recently did a show in Paris where they played their hit song, "Niggas in Paris," 11 times in a row, back to back, okay? Like, these niggas played "Niggas in Paris 11 times. That's crazy. Like, they would start the song, go two-thirds into it, and go, "Whoa, whoa, whoa, Jay, I don't think this crowd is feeling it. Run that shit back." Do you know how insane that is? No one else can get away with that, okay? That's like me going, "Whoa, whoa, whoa, Brandon, I don't think this crowd got my jokes. Run that shit back. I am black licorice. I eat pennies." Like, if I did that 11 times, I would be pissed. And I actually got to see them live in concert when they were here in D.C., and it was amazing, but I had a weird moment at front row tickets, and everybody is just dancing, partying. There's a song, there's a part in the song that goes, "What's Gucci, my nigga? What's Louis, my killer? What's drugs, my dealer? What's that jacket, Margiela?" Right? And I'm partying next to this very overactive white dude, and when that part comes on, he literally turns to me and goes, "What's Gucci, my nigga?" And a wave of regret just washes over his face. As if to say, "Oh my God, I just said the N-word to an N-word." My response was just to go, "What's Louis, my killer?" But in reality, it took me saying that to realize the gravity of the situation. So when he goes, "What's drugs, my dealer?" I pull him over to me and go, "Don't let me catch your ass after the show." "What's that jacket, Margiela?" Because I too suffer from realness. Ridiculous. Before, as Brandon said, I got my bike wheel jacked. I used to ride my bike all around the city. I'm a bike rider. And the one thing that I found was, and I didn't know this, that cars like to play a little game called, "Hey, let's try to run this motherfucker over." I didn't know that. To this day, like, I've won every round of that. I'm undefeated. I am the Floyd Mayweather of not getting hit by a car. And every time, like, they do that, they, like, roll down the windows and, like, yell really mean things at me. And I'm kind of, like, a nice guy, so just, like, instinctively, I just yell back, like, compliments. Like, there was a lady who almost, like, ran me over, and she rolled down the window. Black lady just says, "Hey, watch where you're going, fucktard." Which was amazing in its own right, because I had never heard a black person say fucktard anywhere. That was a first for me. But, like, instinctively, I go, "Oh, yeah, you have great hair. I love your skin complexion, miss. You must use Proactiv. I love you." question. Okay, so real quick, before I go, I just want to say, you know, I've lived in D.C. for 4 years. I moved here from Baltimore, and I lived here 4 years, and I didn't know when I got here that D.C. is HIV/AIDS capital of America. I didn't know that. They even have the week dedicated just for AIDS, and everywhere you go, there are signs and posters up that give you the statistic that says one out of every blank number of people was infected with HIV or AIDS, right? I've been here for 4 years. That statistic has gotten worse every single year that I've been here. Like, when I first got here, it was one every 20 people is infected with HIV or AIDS. Next year was one every 10. Next year was one every 3. It's gotten to the point where I rode on a bus today, and I looked up, and there was just a sign that said, fuck it, you have AIDS. If you live in the district, you've got it. And that is my time. I am Maurice Licker.
Ladies and gentlemen, Maurice, sit down, buddy, sit down.
Maurice, you're so funny.
Very soft.
I hate you so much right now.
So you have AIDS, right? You have AIDS?
Something like that.
You're wearing an EZE shirt.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. He died of the AIDS. And remember, but then he came back in the Crossroads video, and it was like good again.
Wink! Wink!
He was like the Tupac hologram before the Tupac hologram was the Tupac hologram.
The 95 version of Tupac.
For the convention, I tried to raise awareness.
Wait, convention?
Any way that
the AIDS convention. I'm like,
it's not the AIDS convention.
The AIDS convention.
There's not a bunch of people tabling selling merchandise. It's a conference.
Oh, well.
Big difference.
There is a big difference.
There's a comic convention.
Wait, is it AIDS-a-con?
Like, nobody's wearing, like... Like costume suits of Eazy-E and like Wilt Chamberlain, like nobody's.
Wait, Wilt Chamberlain didn't have AIDS?
He had something.
But he had sex with. Was that the guy that had sex with like almost just like a million people?
Not a million.
10,000.
I'm gonna tell you now. My facts are a little bit sloppy right now. So
you're 100% correct.
Let's talk about
one out of one people have AIDS.
The jokes that we liked about your jokes because I liked a lot of them. I don't normally do that because I don't always think that everyone's funny.
All right, what's your favorite?
I feel like I'm the funniest.
What's your favorite Maurice Licker's joke?
The Kanye Jay-Z thing was hilarious. Because when you started over your joke, and I was like, that's good.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You guys agreed?
How many times did they play that?
In D.C., they played it 4 times.
That's it? Okay.
Why do you think they do that?
Because they can.
Speak for the
Because that shit cray. That's why they did it.
Because
the situation was literally crazy.
Did they play it back to back or just?
No, they were just like, hey, I know y'all paid and we have a lot of songs, but hey, let's play this one song many times, many times.
Okay, but wait, in real life, don't you guys sometimes get so obsessed with a song that you will literally start it over after it's done and listen to it 1,000 times? Well, maybe they were doing that for you live. Shut up, you guys.
Yeah.
I've been listening to the same album for 6 months.
What album?
That Beta Band album that was in my car when
the
you were...
The 3 EPs?
It's actually a best of, and I can't get it out of my CD player. I take it out, and then I put it back in because I panic.
Through withdrawal without the music,
Maurice,
right?
How long have you been doing this?
I've been doing it for about 2 years now.
You're good. You're getting better and better.
Thank you.
I like when you come to the open mic I host because I laugh when you bomb, but you don't get upset with it. I laugh at everybody when they bomb because I prefer that than the same tired shit over and over and over.
You're
again.
The one who actually like kicked me into doing like new shit all the time.
So in a way,
I
like,
love it.
If you're Kanye, I'm your Jay-Z.
I didn't say that at all.
That's exactly what
I
said.
That's actually what
I
heard.
That wasn't the comparison I was making.
Listen, I'm more culturally important than Jay-Z is what you're saying.
I also heard that.
And though they came out of your mouth, those words,
yep.
Not mine. So, yeah. I could see that.
I could see a lot of people getting uncomfortable right now. Maurice. Hey,
is guys. It because we're talking frankly about black people, you racists?
What should people know?
Yeah.
What should people know about you, Maurice?
Oh, actually, I'm moving to New York.
When are you moving?
2 weeks.
Congratulations.
From now, moving up to New York.
Yay!
Making that transition.
No one is happy for you in this room.
No one.
No one.
I'm sorry, guys. If it makes you feel better, I'll be back every now and then. They're like, no, we didn't like your middle section, so don't come back. No, don't come back.
Well, you're good.
Hey, can I make a suggestion?
Quick,
yes.
Go.
And
please.
I don't know, across the board for comedy, when you're not doing well and a joke's not doing well, you should just power through.
Yeah.
Because when you admit it on stage, then you give the power to those douchebags.
No, what I used to do was I used to say, like,
that's what I think. Do you guys agree that you're douchebags? I mean, I'm sorry, with what I said?
What I used to do is anytime y'all don't have to laugh, but I get an erection from silence. And that still didn't encourage people. So that made it a little bit more awkward.
I thought you were telling us that right now that was happening. Like, I was like, ew.
It does. It really does. And I'm, you know, that's what's getting me off now. That's what gets me off. Mm-hmm. I like this.
Your stand-up was way better than this interview.
It's cool.
Are you sure?
Yeah, positive.
We had a moment.
Yeah. We had a moment.
We had at least
my
two
fault.
Moments.
I'll take the blame for that.
No, don't.
Shut up. You're very good. You're getting better and better every time I see you. Good luck in New York. Not that you need it. You're going to do just fine. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for Maurice Licorice.
Thank you.
Hey. Yeah. Coming to the stage, one of DC's finest, the Washington City Paper said he's one of the top five comedians in the city. I completely agree. Please put your hands together for the one, the only, Adam Friedland, everybody.
Stop. Okay, guys, I don't have a lot of time. Let's just get this started. I went home a couple weeks ago, and my parents are a little bit upset at me. They said comedy's not a career. It's not. You don't make any money in this game. I've been in it for a year and a half. I have no money. So I got to feed myself, feed my kids, feed my fams. And so I decided to take a couple corporate sponsorships. So if you'll bear with me, I have yucks, I have jokes, I have hijinks, I have pranks. But we're going to have to just get through the just one set. Bing.com. It's the new search engine from Microsoft. If you've never heard of it, you can just Google it. My next sponsor is Kony 2012. Not the movement against the guy, but the actual guy, Kony. He just wants you to know. He didn't get a real fair shake. And he has a sitcom coming out on the CW in the fall, Kony 2012. In the fall of 2012, the CW, it's like the UPN, but less black people. So just check it out in the fall. Remember, UPN. Okay, let's get into the material. Let's get into the jokes. This is what you came to see. This is what you came to hear today. This is the reason I'm on this stage. So the other day I went to Hooters. Man, that place is awkward. I ordered a Merlot. Isn't that awkward? Thank you. Wow, that's so awkward. Sorry, guys. Ran a little bit of overtime on the material. Got to go back to one of my corporate sponsors. I know you guys think that I'm a sellout and that all of these corporate sponsorships make me like less of a comic, but maybe this one might change your mind. Hey, Occupy Kids, collusion between the federal government and private industry is just whack, wickety whack. That's why this country needs a revolution, the Crunchwrap Supreme Revolution from Taco Bell. Start a revolution, eat a fucking taco. Taco Bell dong. Okay, so. I'm sorry, guys. Sorry, I really wanted to tell some jokes tonight, but I just got one more corporate sponsor right now. I just got to share with you. The next corporate sponsor is Mountain Dew. This is the boom Mountain Dew knock knock joke power zone. Knock knock.
Who's there?
Mountain Dew.
Mountain Dew.
Boom! This joke just exploded with with flavor. All right, sorry about that, guys. Sorry, it's a little bit annoying. I'm gonna get back into the material. Gonna get back into the jokes. It's the reason why you came tonight. I'm sorry, it's a little bit annoying with the corporate sponsorships. I'm just trying to feed my kids, okay? so So I'm a practical guy. I like practical things. I like those shorts or those pants that you can zip off into shorts. The cool thing is there are three ways you can wear them. You can wear them as pants. You can wear them as shorts. Or you can just wear the bottom parts around your ankles. The only awkward part is that my penis is showing. My little baby penis. My little baby penis is showing. My penis is showing. My little bit. Sorry, guys. Ran a little bit over time there. On the material, got to go back into one of my corporate sponsors. Schindler's List. It was a movie that changed us all. It won an Academy Award, probably more than one. What am I, Wikipedia? The new deluxe DVD combo Blu-ray power pack is coming out of Schindler's List, and this one's got over 3 hours of hilarious bloopers. It's got pranks, it's got goofs, and it's Schindler's List the whole time. Listen, guys, it's $36. Just buy it. The money is going to go to Jews. You can feel a little bit better about your silence during the Holocaust. Just buy the fucking DVD. Schindler's List. Thank you. All right, back into the material. Back into the stuff that you came to see today. Back into my jokes. Hey, so I travel a lot. I was flying in for this show tonight, and I was going through TSA. Have you ever observed that TSA gets a little handy with you, gets a little physical? I'm like, hey, TSA, what, do you want to take me out to dinner first, huh? Huh? Sorry, guys. One more time. Ran a little bit over on the TSA material. I'm sorry. Just got to bring it back. My next corporate sponsor, TSA. Hey, Grandma, let me see that pooze. Guys, I think I'm out of time. I'm sorry. I tried to work in a couple jokes, but I'm sorry. I'm a little bit out of time. I just got to thank one more sponsor. The final sponsor of the night is money. You want to go to the store. You want to go to the dry cleaners. You want to get shit, you're going to need money. Don't be a faggot. Money. Thank you.
Adam Freeland, everybody! Adam, sit down. Adam, sit down. Adam, sit down. Bring a microphone. Jen, get up here.
Hey.
How you doing, man?
Dude, that first interview was great.
I don't know if you're being sarcastic.
No, I'm serious. That was hilarious. You and Charlie were like, really, I really like.
You want to do improv too?
No, I just thought, I liked.
That was the silly
question. I liked your passive aggressive.
I didn't want to be passive aggressive.
It's impossible.
You were passive and I was aggressive.
Yeah. That was a good set. Are you happy with it?
I'm going to film it again tomorrow night.
Well, yeah, I know. But like, how do you think you did? 1 to 10?
Six. But
I've done better.
I've seen you do better, but yeah. Even but so, like, it's still a really good set.
I've been working on it for the last 2 weeks. I got to film it eventually. This part's going to get cut. I think.
No, we're keeping. We're only doing this.
I'm in a night class at Howard University Hospital.
At the hospital.
At the hospital.
Yeah, they have
what's the night? What's the night class?
They have classes there at the
what's
hospital.
The night class?
It's a music appreciation class.
So you're going to Howard University Hospital for a music appreciation class.
Yeah, there's this guy, Antonio, that teaches me music appreciation. I teach him about love. And
that's
it's
cool.
Beautiful.
What's the... Listen, love... Shut the fuck up, crowd. Here's the thing. Love is important, and I don't think we have enough love in our lives.
That's a good point.
There's only love and fear. There's nothing else.
And Las Vegas.
Oh, the show or the city?
Love and Fear in Las Vegas. Was that the prequel?
And Loathing. Never mind.
Okay, so... We're doing different references. So, what do we need to know about love? Like, what could you teach me about love right now?
All right. The thing is that love is like a butterfly.
Okay.
It's like you're sitting on a park bench.
It grows out of you and leaves you eventually.
And then a butterfly floats past you and you're like, I understand. I understand.
So that's what love is.
And that's what love is. It's just, you just understand.
So it's like seeing a butterfly and getting it.
You just get it.
You fucking get
catching
it.
Catching the butterfly.
Yeah.
And if it touches a human hand, it dies.
And then killing
it. Is that
it.
True?
Yeah, I think if you touch the wings of a butterfly,
do you mean
it just
when
dies.
You crush it in your hand?
Well, yeah, but
that's how
you
I
use
approach
your hands.
Love.
Why do you do that?
because I don't have a father. That's a throwback, you guys, to That's earlier on tonight.
That's a callback to
I
her
don't
childhood.
Have a dad.
No!
No dad.
No, that's not just childhood. We're still.
That's a callback.
We're up here doing this. It's not
no
callback,
dad.
It's present. Just, stop saying no dad. You're just. That's your
that's my comedy
that's
album.
That's your interview stuff.
That's my
just,
comedy
no
album.
Dad, go!
No dad, quick.
What do you think you'd be doing without a positive father? You have a very. A good father. He loves you. He cares about you.
He loves me.
He gave you a small dick. He's cool with it. He gets it.
No, I mean, he gave me a really good dick.
That's good. Ooh, so you go
I'm
inwards?
8.5 inches flaccid. And then when, 3.5
Ooh,
hard.
That's
but
fascinating.
I am when I get very hard.
What?
Like, it's like...
If you were going to like equate it to any other thing in the world, like how would you describe your erect?
Well, diamonds,
ooh,
obviously
really?
The hardest substance on earth.
Clearly. Wow. So you're erect.
Clearly.
Your flaccid 8.5 inch penis.
Is a lump of coal.
Lump of coal.
Yeah.
And then,
but then
after you apply pressure.
After it gets smaller and there's so much pressure, it's like a diamond.
Oh, tweet it.
Is it like a...
Wait, shut up. Did you say tweet it?
Tweet it. No. Wait, can I tell a funny story that
no.
I was telling Andrew Bucket earlier in the week?
No.
We're out of
okay.
time.
This is the last thing I'll
go,
say. So I was living abroad, and I'm at a basketball game, and this little kid walks up to my friend, and he's like, how old you are? And my friend goes, old enough to suck your dick.
All right, you people are either deaf or dumb. That is the funniest thing anyone has ever said. Yeah. Hey, really, really quick, what? Could you tell people what you did at the Looking Glass Lounge a few weeks back?
What did I do?
We had a fun heckle time.
We had a heckler in the room.
I gotta put it on YouTube as Adam Friedland destroys heckler.
What did you challenge the heckler to?
Have you noticed? Also, just as an aside. Your employer, Huffington Post?
Yeah, yeah.
Every second headline is, John Stewart destroys John Boehner. He's always like, eviscerates.
Yeah, yeah. I
don't know.
Those.
I think that's funny. But second, this guy was heckling me. He kept saying, take your shirt off. And it was getting, like, absurd. Like, he kept going.
It looked like a plant.
It sort of did.
Yeah.
He was, like, going for 5 minutes. And I kept just, like, saying very, like, lame comebacks, like, like,
I know you are, but what am I?
You're a small man. Like,
I'm rubber.
Like, you know, that's like, whatever. Like, just dumb things. Like, my guns will do the talking and stuff like that. And it just wasn't working. He's like, take your shirt off. And then I was just like, and then I invited him to have a 69. And then it was just.
You challenged him to a 69 in the middle of the street. And you said, whoever comes first is the bigger man.
Yeah, I said it.
You challenged a man.
I challenged him to have a 69.
In the street.
And I said we can find out who we are as men while you're sucking me off and I'm sucking your dick.
I'm picturing such an aggressive 69 right now. Just two men running at each other. And then like...
That's just such a, like, I love...
I would pay to see that.
We all would.
It's just bro antidote. Like, if you go...
Bro antidote?
If you go
we'll
gay your mom, they're just, oh my God, did you go there? My mother, don't say anything about my mother. Bro. Oh. Okay, good night.
Yeah, Adam Friedland, everybody.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody, thanks for listening to the show. I really appreciate it. I'm butting in to let you know that I write a weekly column for this website called Brightest Young Things. The name of the column is called Behind the Desk, and it's pretty much whatever is applicable to this talk show or talk shows in general, things that I find fascinating. It goes up once a week at brightestyoungthings.com, and you can find every column at youmethemeverybody.com. So if you haven't been to the website in a while, that's an excuse to go. Once again, it's called Behind the Desk. It's a weekly column I write, and I'd really appreciate it if you gave it a glance. Thanks for listening, and back to the show. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for coming. Please put your hands together for my favorite 311 cover band. You play 311 covers?
Yep.
Paper House, everybody! Thank you.
It's a twisted tomboy. They got nowhere to go. They keep me going low, high, low, high, low.
So that song is called Twisted Tumbled. Normally, we have two more with us. That's the first time we've ever played it, just the two of us. So I hope it sounded right. How's the balance out there, guys?
All right.
Cool. Good?
Cool.
So you want to do a cover, Ed?
Yeah.
Luckily, these lyrics are nonsense. So if it sounds like I'm saying nonsense, they were nonsense to begin with. So the song's called Radio Free Europe. It's by a little band from Athens.
Like a midget band from Athens.
Midget, like, yeah. Dwarf band.
Ready?
Beside yourself, that radio's gonna stay. The reason it could polish up the gray. Push that, push that, push that to the home. That this isn't country at all. Raven Station. Beside yourself. Keep me out of country in the world. Push that, push that, push that to the hall. this is a country at all. Fresh off the boat. Where to go? Calling all in transit. Calling all in transit. Radio. Defying media too fast. Instead of pushing palaces to fall, put that on your wall. That this isn't nothing at all. The media's too fast. Put that on your wall. That this isn't country at all. Trade all the
one more Paper House tune, I guess. Not enough fuzz or reverse delay for us to cover that right now. I'd love to, though. I am alive.
my temple me. A narrative or two. A place for me and a place for you. Temple me, temple me, temple me. There's a place for you.
So at this point, that song is officially called Untitled. It'll definitely be on our next record. I'll say maybe February. Sorry, Donnie. Maybe February. We're going to the studio next month, so when it's done, it's done.
Do one more?
Do you guys want to hear one more, or do you want to go get wasted? You can get wasted here, too.
11 more.
11 more. I don't think we have that many songs.
So this is going to be an old Paper House song. We're talking like, I've been playing with this guy, Eduardo. I'm Alex, by the way. Playing with Eduardo for about 12 years now. We've had many incarnations of Paper House. I think we finally found one that's going to stick. So you'll see us around a lot more. But this is called Sparrow Song. This came out in like, I think 2005, 2006.
Ready?
Here's the truth I tell you. Oh, Annalise, yes, here's the truth I spell. Unguarded wings, the sparrow hugs his children. And kissing a cloud to dies, a turquoise cane. That circus in your hands, I tell you. Grab that travel taste of what could come. With eyes we feast on psychedelic colors, flashing like the last days of the sun. In good weather and good fortune, but here we are in secret, we can't tell. Oh, a spell has given cast to open censure, but we'll fight it to all deaths. I know we will. Yes, we'll fight it to all deaths. I know we will. Your love has sent me sailing. When it picks me up above the hands of God, and with our love, I know we'll find good fortune. once we free that sparrow from its cell.
We haven't played that in like 5 years. That was kind of fun. Can't lie to you. Bringing back the oldies, man.
Yep.
So maybe you guys want to hear one more? What do you guys want to hear? For Godzilla, I feel it as a whimper, as a whisper of its longings and height. For king once poor and full of joyful life, now lost in a haze of frost and fog in his newfound well.
So we ended with the long one. For you asked for psychedelic.
Yeah.
And we're an actual psychedelic band. We actually write music on acid. We're not one of those pussy psychedelic bands. Have a good night, guys.
Thank you.
The Paper House.
Thank you so much. Okay, good. Thanks, everybody, for coming. Thanks to Charlie. Thanks to Maurice. Thanks to Adam. Thanks to Paper House. Thank you, Jen Tisdale. Thank you, Ian Walters. Yes, we can. Let's get Romney in there. We could do it together. I believe in us. America's number one. Suck my dick, other countries. Tip your bartenders. Yay, life.